Dr. Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that awesome and glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to have the privilege and the opportunity of coming into your presence today to share with you the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came to earth some 2,000 years ago as God in human form, to reveal the eternal God to us, to teach us about the triune God, to reveal to us about God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and to manifest himself in physical form, to reveal to us the way by which we might be delivered and set free from the bondage of sin and given life eternal, so that in our spirit we might live forever. For that's where our identity is, remember. In our spirit is our identity. We're either a child of God, born again, a saint of the Lord on our way to heaven, or we're a sinner, lost and separated from God, under the control and dominion of Satan, and headed for an eternity that's completely apart from life and from the truth. As a matter of fact, this death that's spoken of in the book of Revelation is the second death, eternal separation from God in a terrible and awful place called the lake of fire that was prepared for Satan and his fallen angels, but to which men, women, boys, and girls choose to go because they reject God's salvation and say no to the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which can cleanse and cover and blot out our sins as far as the east is from the west. Well, we've been discussing how that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And we've kind of slowed down here in our study of the Old Testament and the many different scriptures that point to the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And we've been discussing Exodus chapter 12. The children of Israel have been in bondage, you recall, for 430 years in Egypt. And the time has come for them to be delivered and liberated. Many different plagues have been brought upon the land of Egypt. They still would not allow the children of Israel to depart. And thus one final plague is brought upon the land of Egypt. And it is the plague of the death of the firstborn. And you recall God told the children of Israel to pick out a lamb that was without spot and blemish. They were to keep the lamb penned up for 4 days to test it, to make sure that there was no flaw or blemish about it. And then on the evening of the 14th day of that month, that first month, the beginning month for the nation of Israel, for it was a new beginning, they were to take the lamb. Each family was to have a lamb, and if one family could not eat all the lamb, then two families would go together, and they would take the blood of the lamb, and it was to be applied to the side post and across the top of the door, and then all the family was to stay inside and be protected by the blood of the lamb, because that night the death angel would pass through the land, and those who did not have the blood of the lamb applied, the firstborn of that household would die. So that there went much crying and weeping throughout the land of Egypt, as the firstborn from Pharaoh to the very poorest Egyptian, and even those who did not believe God's word and did not heed God's prophet Moses, they had the firstborn of their family to die that night, and there was much weeping and much crying. And so the Egyptians were urgent upon the children of Israel to leave the land of Egypt. Well, all of that is a picture and pointing to God's Lamb, the Lamb of God, that in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, John the Baptist introduced the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus came to die as a lamb. As a lamb that went to the slaughter, so the Lord Jesus Christ yielded Himself to those who hated Him and those who were envious and jealous of Him, those of His own. As John 1 says, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them which believe on His name. Yes, beloved, that means you, and that means me. Whosoever realizes and understands that they're a sinner, for the Word of God makes it clear that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were born with a sinful nature. No one had to teach us how to do wrong. We were born with a sinful nature, so that was our nature, to do wrong, to be selfish, to be self-centered, to want our own way, to desire for ourselves whatever someone else had, to be a person that would lie and would deceive and would cheat and would defraud to get our own way. We were born with that kind of a nature, beloved, a nature that rebelled against Almighty God. And that's why God gave the Ten Commandments. In Exodus chapter 20, we read about those Ten Commandments that God gave to the nation of Israel. Commandments that showed them how they were to have a right relationship with God. For the first four commandments have to do with man's relationship with God. And the last six have to do with man's relationship with other men. And so God gave these guidelines to open our eyes to the truth, the Bible tells us, to help us to understand what sin is. For the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 3, if you've got a Bible or a New Testament, and will turn with me to Romans, chapter 3, I want you to notice what verse 20 states. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight, speaking of God, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. That's why God gave those Ten Commandments to the nation of Israel. And the Bible in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, tells us that salvation is of the Jews. That's why Satan hates the nation of Israel, and that's why Satan tries to destroy the nation of Israel, and that's why he uses religion. He'll use any means he can to try to eliminate and eradicate the Jewish people, because that is God's house of witness, and through them the basis for the truth came into the world. Those Ten Commandments that would open man's eyes to his sin and help him to see his sinful condition. And yet, that was not sufficient to deliver man from his sin. There had to be the shedding of innocent blood for man's sin. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, we're told in the book of Hebrews. There is no forgiveness. There is no cleansing. And that's why God's Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, some 4,000 years after Adam and Eve came upon the scene and man fell into sin, the Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven and its glory, took upon Himself the form of human flesh, and went to an old rugged cross to die for you and for me, beloved. That's why Jesus went to that cross. He went to that cross to die in your place and in my place. For the Word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that God made Jesus to be sin for us. Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ took our sin, and it was placed upon Him. And there he died for every vile, filthy, wicked, evil, ungodly thing that you or I would ever do. The sins of mankind were placed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why even the sun hid its face for 3 hours as Jesus Christ, God Almighty, who created all things by the word of His mouth and is spoken of in John 1 as the one that is the Word, by whom all things were created and without whom was not anything made that was made. The Lord Jesus Christ was the means by which the world was brought into existence. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3 makes that clear. And He is the Word. And then verse 14 says, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And then verse 17 tells us the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And so we see the connection to the Word. Who the Word is? The Word is the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus, beloved, Jesus Christ, the Word, hung on that old rugged cross, and there He died in your place and in my place for our sins, under the wrath and judgment of Almighty God. That's why, as Jesus hung on the cross, He cried out, "My God, why hast Thou forsaken me?" God the Father turned His back upon Jesus Christ because God the Father is holy and without sin. And Jesus, who is holy and without sin and lived a sinless life, was made sin for you and for me, that we might be made the righteousness of God by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior, acknowledging that we were a sinner, and asking Him to come into our life. Right now, beloved, if you have never made that decision or choice, you can cry out to the living God, for He's closer than the sound of my voice. He's right there speaking to your heart. And if you will cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, You died for my sin, that You were buried, that You arose from the grave. Come into my life and forgive me for my sin." He'll send His Holy Spirit into your spirit to do the work of salvation. Till next time, beloved, goodbye.